Search is power in Web 2.0, and the latest must-have function is blog search. Ask.com announced today it's launching refined new tools that will cull through weblogs and other syndicated content and return more relevant searches than its competitors. We went over to Ask.com's downtown Oakland offices for a blog search demo. In part two of this report, Ask.com's VP of Products, Doug Leeds, shows how the new capability works on the blog search engine site, Bloglines. I'm Catherine Giraudeau with PodTech News.
So let's take a look at Bloglines and see how the search tools are different there.
Sure, let's do that. So you come to Bloglines, and frequent users will notice a new tab at the top of the page called Search, and clicking on that will bring up a search box, familiar search box to anyone who's searched anywhere, but there are some additional things on this page that I wanted to explain. You can narrow your search not just by posts or feeds, like we've already talked about, but you can also search for just citations. And citations are links that are mentioned within posts, so that if you're a blogger or if you're someone who wants to track a particular instance of a mention to a story or an article, you can find that immediately. Very useful for our bloggers and our micro-publishers out there.
Right, to see how well they're really doing.
How well they're
reaching
doing
their audience.
That's right, and who's talking about them. So they, you know, the blogosphere is really as much a communication platform as it is a publication platform. And so keeping that in mind, we've tried to build for that audience, right? People who are going to be using this to talk with other people as much as it is just to talk to other people. If you have blog lines and you have a list of feeds that you already monitor, you can choose to search only within those feeds. I actually find myself doing this a lot, maybe just because of my declining memory, but I often think, where did I read that before? I knew I was on blog lines and I know I read something about a particular topic, but I can't remember where I saw it. I can search just within my feeds and pull it up immediately. You can also search excluding your feeds. Now, if you're someone who reads your feeds constantly and always stays up on them, but you want a little bit broader perspective on a particular issue, you can say, hey, you know what, I've seen everything that my feeds have to say on a particular topic. Show me what the rest of the world is talking about. So you can exclude your feeds, which is a nice feature as well. We also put up here the hourly top queries, so you get a little bit of a buzz index about what's happening on the blogosphere. And this comes from not just the top queries on blog lines, but also the top queries on Ask, Blog, and Feed Search.
Now, is there a different technique to searching the blogosphere as opposed to regular web searching? For example, you know, a lot of blogs tend to ramble. There might be one mention of one of your search terms, but the blog is not really about that. Is there any way to account for that with this new search capability?
Well, I think that the way you search is probably going to be the same. We've tuned our algorithms to help with those very issues. So if we're doing our job well, you should be able to search in just the same way you search on the web, and we'll find you results that are relevant based on what the blogosphere has to offer. You know, I think we see people searching differently in the blogosphere than they search on the web. A lot of people are searching for names in the blogosphere a lot more than on the web. I mean, you get on the web, you get the Britney Spears and the Lindsay Lohans. But on the blogosphere, people are searching for people's particular people's names.
Like bloggers,
exactly. And it'll be interesting, I think, to see whether that continues. I think, you know, one of the reasons why we're really excited about what we've done here and why I think blog search is so important is because we really think that this might be an inflection point for the whole search on blogs, might be a real inflection point for the whole micro-publishing, you know, ecosystem. We saw that with the web, with search. I mean, there was a day, 10 years ago before search engines, before Google really, I mean, I like to talk about Ask Jeeves, but Google really sort of revolutionized search and made it so that you didn't have to know the place you wanted to go. You could just know the topic you were interested in, and search would tell you where to go. And that had the effect of having people publish more because they knew they could be found without knowing the location. People could search by topic rather than by location. I think right now, because there isn't real robust blog search, that people are used to searching the blogosphere by location. So they search for a blogger's name because they know they want to hear what that person has to say because they've heard that person's name or they know that's basically a proxy for the location. What we don't see as much is searching about topics yet, because it just hasn't happened. There hasn't been a way to dig in to the blogosphere by topic yet. So people think, well, I need to go to, you know, Boing Boing or Engadget to get technology news, and not just search for the name of the product that they're looking for.
Right.
But once people start using this, I think you'll see a difference in the way people search. It'll look a little bit more like regular web search. And I think you'll see a difference in the way people publish, because people can be found not just by marketing themselves as a blogger, but by talking about things that people find interesting, like they do on the real web. So we're pretty excited about what the potential is for this, not just for ourselves, but for the whole publishing ecosystem. So let's do one more. Let's do a search here. I wanted to do a, this is a somewhat
obscure
search.
You just searched for YouTube, England, Hungary.
Yeah.
So what are you going for there?
What I'm looking to show you here is one of the neat features about Bloglines, is you have this little button here that'll preview the entire post right in your Bloglines reader. And that includes video.
So the video comes right up in the search.
That's right. And right here on the search page, no need to click anywhere else. If you click play, you're going to see a video play right here in your search results.
That's pretty powerful, because one of the things that drives me crazy about search is just jumping around so much that you really forget where you started, and it's hard to track where you went.
That's exactly right. We see people searching with multiple browsers opening, or hitting the back button a lot to get to lots of clicks on the same search results. And this is a way to really help you hone in what you're looking for without having to pop around all over the internet.
There's also what's called a persistent search.
Oh yeah, I forgot to show you that. That's a great feature. Let me show you that right now. Let's say you're doing a search for, I'm going to do a search for Senator Reid, because there's been a lot of news about Senator Reid recently taking free boxing tickets. What you can do here is, let's say you're from Nevada and you want updates on Senator Reid anytime something is being posted for him or about him, you can subscribe to the search. So anytime there is information that's returned, it'll get syndicated to you in your feed, and you can pick it up in Bloglines or in any of the other readers that we offer. So you just click this one button, subscribe, and then all of a sudden you've got a search saved.
So then you don't have to sit there and search for new news or new blogs or new mentions every single hour. It's sent to you. You can
search
see.
Once and it'll come to you, and whenever there's information that would be relevant that's new, you'll get it delivered right to you. You don't have to continue coming back to the search engine if you don't want to.
That seems like a very useful feature.
Very useful. Very useful. Great for staying abreast of interesting topics that are hitting right away, every second.
So really lay out for us, what is the real difference between the search results for Taylor Hicks on Bloglines versus on Ask.com?
So the biggest things are the ability to search within your feeds and exclude your feeds and have the inline preview right here on the page. Those are the two biggest features. You also can get, if you go into more options, you can get a lot more search levers to pull. You can again, narrow by time, but you can also, if you know someone else's Bloglines username, you can just search their feeds. You can search a whole bunch of languages. We have 20 languages that you can search for content in those languages. So give you a lot more levers. Generally, you're getting the same index and the same relevancy. And as I said, we're really excited about this. We think our approach to searching blogs and feeds are really one that you're going to see a marked difference in terms of relevance when you use it, not to mention the features that we've gone through should be able to let you find what you're looking for faster.
So just to close, I wanted to ask you kind of what this means for Ask.com going forward.
I think this is, an important step for Ask.com that continues the march down the path that we're on since we relaunched and removed the Jeeves name and became the new Ask.com search. We've launched maps and directions. We had launched right before that a brand new image search. So what we're really looking to do is innovate and in areas that we think we can provide a real great service to our users, an excellent search experience, and focus on core search. I mean, there's been a lot of talk amongst our competitors, with Yahoo and Google especially, about all the different things that they're getting involved in, whether it's, you know, Wi-Fi in San Francisco or whether it's moving in with NASA. There's a lot of things that our competitors are thinking about. What we're thinking about is search, and what we're trying to do is innovate on core search. I even saw a quote the other day that Bill Gates said, if you want to see where search innovation is happening, check out ask.com. So what I would say is we're going to be looking at ways to innovate in search, and we're going to be giving people who want, you know, innovations and finding things faster on the web or in the blogosphere or within images or on maps an easier way to do it. And we'll try and lead that effort. I think, you know, the way we're going to pick up market share, and we have been picking up market share over the last, you know, several quarters, is by doing just that, is focusing on core search. And blog and feed search is a part of that. It's another step, and we're going to continue to make those steps where we think we can add value.
I've been speaking here with Doug Leeds, who's VP of Products at Ask.com. Doug, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Catherine. I enjoyed it.
This podcast was recorded at Ask.com's downtown Oakland offices. I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News.